Yo, good morning, Grand Cities. We are GFBS, Grand Forks' best source. It is March 13th, 2024. I'm Dale Kulis, subbing in for John Roberts this morning, and it is Wednesday, and time for your morning update. Today's update is brought to you by the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Go ahead and make them your next dinner and a movie destination. Both are located in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. Now you can either dine inside the movie memorabilia, a packed restaurant in the Shire, or take your meal to go to the movie you're attending if you want to mix it up from the standard popcorn fare. Some of this week's featured attractions are Dune Part 2, Kung Fu Panda, Ordinary Angels, and Bob Marley One Love. You can find the complete listings online on their website, rivercinema15.com. And don't forget about their Tuesday $5 movie special all day long and the senior matinee specials on Wednesdays and Thursdays where matinees are $5.50. River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages, and it is family owned and operated. And that's the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Well, for the forecast for today, we are looking to have mostly cloudy skies with a high of 50 degrees and lows tonight dipping down to 33 degrees. In the news, Grand Forks and East Grand Forks police officers were dispatched to the Sorley Bridge last night at approximately 8:40 p.m. after a welfare check was phoned in to report of a man who climbed over the bridge rails and was standing on the support beam. Officers attempted to talk the man down from the beam, but according to a GFPD press release, they stated the person was, quote, uncooperative with officers and fell from the support beam, landing on the ice. The man's name was not identified on the police report, and he sustained injuries upon impact on the ice, which did not break after his landing. Grand Forks and East Grand Forks Fire Department employees treated the individual with care at the scene, and he was later transported to Altru Hospital for further treatment. Well, 8 felony charges have been filed between a Grand Forks father and his son for alleged drug distribution, theft of a firearm, and drug paraphernalia possession. Noli Hedera Neal Sr., age 50, and Noli Hedera Neal Jr., age 32, have been charged with 8 felonies of theft of a firearm, alleged drug distribution, and drug paraphernalia possession. They both were discovered by law enforcement on March 6 and had charges filed the next day. According to an affidavit, the Grand Forks Narcotics Task Force performed a search warrant at a Cottonwood Street home on March 6, where the police arrested Noli Neal Sr. and discovered approximately 60.5 grams of cocaine hydrogen chloride, 806.3 grams of methamphetamine, 19.2 grams of cocaine base, and 399.7 grams of marijuana, along with $12,360 in U.S. currency. As per the affidavit, all of these materials were sealed and ready for sale. Later that same day, the Grand Forks Narcotics Task Force executed another search warrant at an Oak Street residence where they apprehended Noli Neal Jr. According to the Oak Street search affidavit, police found an AR-15 type rifle and an AR pistol firearm that was reported stolen, along with large amounts of ammunition. Also found at the Oak Street home was 177.9 grams of methamphetamine, 88.1 grams of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, $8,049 in U.S. currency. Now, Noli Neal Jr. and Sr. had their first appearances in Grand Forks County Court this past Monday, March 11th, with Noli Neal Sr.'s preliminary hearing and arraignment being scheduled for 9 a.m. on April 15th. His bond was set at $50,000 cash or surety, which he posted. Noli Neal Jr.'s is scheduled for 9 a.m. on April 22nd, and he is being held without bond. We'll be back with more news and sports after some words from our friends at Churchill Shoes.
Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall.
Well, a preliminary hearing this past Monday at the Grand Forks County Courthouse resulted in 60-year-old David Lee Cooper pleading not guilty to felony charges of exploitation of an adult who lacks the capacity to consent. Cooper is accused of stealing and exploiting an elderly woman. Now, this Class A felony charge can have up to a 20-year maximum sentence. David Lee Cooper's final dispositional conference is currently slated for June 6 at 1:30 p.m. And in sports, in high school sports, tonight for boys basketball in the Minnesota Section 8A tournament, in the semifinals, that will be happening at Thief River Falls Ralph Engelstad Arena. It will have Fertile Beltrami up against Warren Alvarado Oslo at 6 p.m. and Manoman Waban versus Red Lake Falls at 7:45 p.m. In the Minnesota Section 8 AA tournament, we'll have more semifinals action happening at Concordia College with Pelican Rapids taking on East Grand Forks at 6 p.m. in one semifinal matchup and Wadena versus Deer Creek at 7:45 p.m. In college sports, we had the men's and women's Summit League championships happening yesterday. In the men's championship matchup, saw South Dakota State defeating Denver 76-68, and South Dakota State also taking the crown for the women's Summit League championship, defeating North Dakota State with a final score of 67-54. In pro sports, in Major League Baseball and spring training play, the Minnesota Twins were defeated by the Detroit Tigers yesterday 0-1, and later today play the Tampa Bay Rays at 12:05 this afternoon. In the NHL, the Minnesota Wild got their fourth win in five games last night, fueled by a 3.2-goal effort by Kirill Kaprizov as the Wild secured a victory over the Arizona Coyotes 4-1. In the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday overcame a 22-point deficit with Anthony Edwards stepping up to score 37 points as the T-Wolves beat the Los Angeles Clippers 118-100. And that'll wrap up your Grand Forks Best Source Morning Update, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, where life doesn't seem to ever slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. And when it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change, where most oil changes are done within 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change does so much more with transmission and coolant flushes, tire rotations and batteries. Also included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids, check your tires, batteries, lights, wipers, and cabin air filter. And you'll get discounts for fleets and the military too. Now they can text and email invoices and coupons and mention GFBS and get a $10 off your oil change. That's Valvoline Instant Oil Change, open Monday through Saturday with no appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, so come in to Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and so much more. Located at 3325 South 38th Street, or call 701-780-8462 and tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, coming up later today on Grand Forks Best Source, this afternoon, make sure to catch a new episode of Mixed Culture with Roosevelt and Kimmy. And tomorrow at 11 a.m., make sure to join us for one of the biggest episodes of Dirty Thursday this year, as World of Outlaw sprint car driver Donnie Schatz and his two nieces, IMCA Race Saver sprint car drivers Amelia and Layla Eisenshank, join the Bullring Boys for Dirty Thursday. Now, if you can't tune in live, make sure to catch a replay of our shows anytime, anywhere by searching Grand Forks Best Source on your favorite podcast or social media app. And don't forget, this Friday, we here at GFBS will be celebrating our four-year anniversary. We'll be having broadcasts off and on throughout the day, so feel free to stop by our studio at the Grand Cities Mall, say hello, and celebrate with us. And with that, we will wrap up today's morning update. We appreciate your support, and we thank you for having us part of your morning. Hey! The Grand Cities are a marvelous place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.